We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Nice enough to join us, Ray. Brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected, protected, and entertained. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. Coach, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Let me just start with the Clay question you mentioned last night. Clay will start when he returns. Has that been a foregone conclusion since it became clear that he'd be back as soon as he's going to be back?
Yeah, to me, that was a foregone conclusion, when he got injured. I mean, he's Clay Thompson, so he's going to start. You know, whenever that was going to be, he was going to be in the starting lineup. So that'll be the case. And we've got more than half the season left. And this will get us a chance to get our rotations set and see how everything plays out over the next few weeks.
Is your rotation, have you already worked out what you want your rotation to be when he comes back? I mean, granted, rotations are very fluid things and circumstances change them all the time. But do you already know how you, and you don't have to tell us, that's not what I'm after. But you've already worked out what the rotation's going to be when he comes back, right?
I have not, and partly because of COVID and just because of the way our last week or two has gone. It's just been hard to know who is going to be available each night. And then the other part of it is that we have a whole lot of guys who are worthy of playing. You know, we've had multiple guys come off the bench and play really well and help us win games this year, and I'm comfortable playing each and every one of them. But obviously, you know, when you really get into the guts of the season, it's hard to play more than 10 guys. And so that's going to be tricky, but it's a good problem to have. We got a lot of depth, a lot of guys who deserve to play, and we'll see how it all shakes out.
Steve, would you be willing to share with our listeners what it was like to watch Steph and Clay scrimmaging together in Denver?
Yeah, I mean, it was really fun. It was I don't want to say it was emotional because we were in an empty gym and there wasn't any fanfare to it. But for all of us who have been around the team for so many years and who have known Steph and Clay, as well as we have, it was just really cool to see them on the floor again for the first time in 2.5 years. I mean, it's just crazy what Clay has been through. And, thinking back to the finals in 2019, when he was just at the absolute peak of his powers before that injury, it's remarkable to think about, you know, what he's been through, how far he's come, and we're all just so happy that he is where he is now.
It's not a word I want to use, but I can't think of a better one. How fearful are you that COVID is going to be an enormous factor, not just now, but February, April, maybe deep into the playoffs, that you're going to have to navigate this throughout the rest of the season?
That Happy New Year's question brought to you by Ray Ratto.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these last couple of weeks have been really sobering for everybody in the NBA. We got 10 out of the 30 coaches now in COVID protocols. We've had teams signing multiple players just to be able to field an 8-man roster. It's definitely up in the air right now, but I also, knowing what I read, what I hear, you know, it feels like this variant, and what we know of what happened in South Africa, it feels like it's mild and that it goes away relatively quickly, or at least if the surge that's going on should subside based on what's happened in South Africa. Now, I'm no expert, and I don't know if, you know, if that's going to be the case, but that's what we hear. And if that were the case, then I think we'd be able to get back to semi-normalcy, you know, what we experienced early in the season.
Coach, I know options were limited Tuesday, but what has Jonathan Kuminga done in terms of development that made you comfortable enough to have him on the floor at the end of that game?
Well, he's he's such an incredible athlete. I mean, he's just a stunning physical specimen, and each time that he's gone out there, he's learned more and more. He's earning the respect of the veterans by putting in the work and understanding what it takes. And on a night with Draymond out, it made plenty of sense, you know, to go ahead and play JK extra minutes and play him, you know, in crucial situations down the stretch. So I think it's all part of our plan. I mean, not that the plan is a blueprint by any means, but it's sort of a rough draft of, hey, let's put him out there when we can. You know, let's get him to Santa Cruz for 35 minutes once in a while. Let's continue to work with him every single day. And just have a comprehensive development that happens over the course of the year and for many years to come.
Draymond Green's issues with COVID, are they largely behind him to the point where you can sort of pencil in a day when he'll be back? Or do you view COVID as a day-by-day thing that you'll know they're cleared when they're cleared?
Yeah, that's more the case. I mean, whenever Draymond is cleared, we'll know, and then we'll act accordingly. But everybody's different, you know. Everyone takes a different period of time. Everyone tests differently on the on the test in terms of the CT count and what that means for the league and eligibility and all that stuff. So I just rely on our training staff to give me the news and to respond accordingly.
Steve, we know everything looks a lot easier when we're watching basketball at home, especially from the foul line. That said, you were a guy who shot, 86% from the free throw line. So what is it like to watch your team go 16 for 31 against the Nuggets?
Yeah, it happens. You know, there are nights like that where, for whatever reason, free throws are they're not going in, and it seems to become contagious. Everybody starts missing. I've seen it all. You know, I've seen some of the great shooters in NBA history struggle from the line on certain nights, and you just roll with it. It's one of 82. I don't think it'll be an issue in tomorrow night's game. And sometimes I'll see something in a guy's free throw, and I might give him a tip or give him a little instruction on how he can improve. But, for the most part, you just trust the work that they put in every day.
Is there anything that you are emphasizing, at least maybe just to yourself, about this next stretch of games where you're on the road for 7 of 9 and most of the opponents are significant opponents?
Yeah, I mean, the schedule does get tough, but we are, you know, really around the middle of the season. You know, during that stretch, we'll cross the halfway point, and the important stuff comes later on, obviously, several months down the road. So you use the whole regular season to develop, to grow, to figure out rotations and combinations and that sort of thing. These next few weeks will be, you know, once Clay comes back, it'll be about continuing to build up his rhythm and his conditioning and all that. And so if we go 9-0, it's great. It doesn't win us a championship, and you know, we go 2-7, that's a bummer, but it doesn't mean that the season's over. So you just take it with a grain of salt.
Steve, thanks so much for your time. We know it's a busy night for you. Happy New Year, and best of luck tomorrow night against the Utah Jazz.
Sounds great. All right, thanks, guys.
Steve Kerr, brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected, protected, and entertained. That's good advice for tonight on this New Year's Eve. Stay connected, protected, and entertained.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.